Sunday was a breeze with signs of spring as local mixologists from 11 Aspen bars flaunted their new concoctions. At Jimmy's Bodega, mixologist Alex Guevara passes out his competition cocktail called Flowers in the Fiore.
So I use a lot of botanicals and very subtle flavors kind of to showcase what makes that vodka so good.
Courtney Hughes, an Aspen resident, is sitting by the bar waiting to try this specialty cocktail. But the bartenders are busy, so she turns to her neighbor.
Can I have a sip of yours?
Is that rude?
I don't know how long it's going to take.
Hughes says Bodega is her second stop of the day, but it's still early, and she anticipates heading to a new bar soon. She takes a sip of her neighbor's drink.
Yeah, I'm just going into this totally blind, but it's not too sweet. It's refreshing. I would say the lemon is definitely the strongest flavor in this cocktail.
Before leaving, we ask cocktail creator Guevara where we should go next.
You have to go to Jimmy's. Flynn Pomeroy is making a Stranahan cocktail at Jimmy's. I think might be the winner if I don't win it.
Guevara thought right. This year's jury award went to Pomeroy at Jimmy's American Restaurant and Bar for his cocktail, the Après Steezy. The winners for the other categories were Chair 9, Chef's Club, and Justice Snows. Joe Lang co-founded the festival 5 years ago.
I half joke, we had our off-Broadway debut in Snowmass when we launched.
Lang and friends launched the cocktail classic to showcase the local talent of Aspen's mixing industry on a national scale. One new element to the event was the arrival of Denver Mobile Cannabis Lounge Looper.
It's kind of nice that there was a place that people could actually consume product as opposed to being sold product and saying you can't smoke anywhere except in your own private residence.
In the back of the bus sit a bunch of 40-something locals lighting up. They say it's the highlight of their afternoon and that it's ingenious because it provides a cool, safe place to get high. Stepping off the bus, the passengers are greeted with a Denver-based marching band that soundtracks their strut to the next stop, ending their afternoon on a high note. Claire Woodcock, Edless Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.